And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, our host.
Hey.
Our host over here at Worship Factory. Back to our regular time, by the way, too, which is pretty interesting. Last week, we had a special presentation, actually, of the Worship Factory on the anniversary of 9-11, 9-1-1. For those people, if you had a chance to actually listen out there throughout the weekend, it was tons of things on regarding the 10th anniversary of 9-1-1, Rod.
Yeah, and that's why we took a little different path on that. We felt like it needed to be a time where we could just be in the Lord's presence. And Laura Landon was there and did a great job of just singing some worship and keeping us in the presence of the Lord, where we could just say, God, you got us through this, and we're looking forward to what you're going to continue to do. I thought it was a very special time.
You know, such a great weekend altogether. I mean, got a chance to actually be on Frank Pastore's show, our buddy over there, as far as that goes, on Friday night.
From I got a bone to pick with Frank. Frank, listen up.
Yep. If you're listening, Frank
there
Pastore.
There are three.
We're coming after you.
On this show, okay?
Yeah.
He kept picking on Monique, the host.
You better have your baseball arm on, buddy. Yeah, you better have your pitching arm ready, because we're coming.
Hey, we're coming for you, buddy.
There's three hosts. Monique's the smallest one of us, too, and she happens to be the host.
But she is glued to this little mixture that we have going on here, so I got to give credit there. It probably does stand out a little bit that she's something special.
What a great time. You know, what is great time with Frank, though, is just such an amazing, dynamic speaker and such an intelligent guy. I mean, he knows everything that's out there. When you get a chance to listen to Frank, obviously, Monday through Friday here on KKLA 99.5 FM, the one and only Frank Pastore, which is
awesome. The show is on what time?
Our show was on at 6 to 7. His show is actually airs, I think, from at 3 o'clock to, or 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, 4 to 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that's Monday through Friday, right here on KKLA.
You know, what I thought was remarkable about that, and I think why Frank likes to have us on, is because he gets to take a little different angle.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of edgy with his guests, and he's got some pretty poignant shows that he does. But with us, he can kind of let it down. We can talk about the Word. We can talk about, you know, what God's doing and kinds of things. I think it was really cool. I really enjoyed his input, too. His pithy nuggets.
He likes it most when Monique sings, though. That's the thing that really... You can always see Frank when he closes his eyes and sits behind his mic as Monique singing.
Does he close his eyes? I always have my eyes closed, so I didn't even know
that. No, he does. He actually does.
Cool.
He reads the screens as far as with his hands.
He's a good sport.
Yeah. And if you got a chance, too, you might have missed one of the most amazing events. We had the privilege of going out to Harvest Crusade and Pastor Greg Laurie. Unbelievable is not even the word. I can't even say.
It was like what heaven's going to be like.
Oh.
What, 50,000 people singing and praising together,
unreal.
You know, standing, hands up. I mean, it was amazing. And then the altar call, the fire marshal.
Said no more.
Yeah.
Said no more. 15,000 people hit the field as far as Dodger Stadium was actually filled with 15 people that were giving their Lord to Jesus Christ
The fire marshal says nobody else can get saved today?
Well, they had to raise their hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, they gave them a 10-minute intermission for all the people to go back to their seats. And I saw a friend, so I'm walking down the stands and there's still hundreds of people with their hands raised. And I'm just like on the edge of tears going, praise God.
Wow.
Wow. They gave out 10,000 Bibles. They were actually short on the Bibles. They had to they're looking for more, actually. But people were in the stands that couldn't make it to the field. Literally were raising their hands, and counselors from Harvest were going up into the stands and finding these people that were actually, because they could not get on the field.
Yeah. And we got to do something pretty darn cool while we were there.
And you are listening, by the way, cool, because what we do at Worship
not
Factory.
Not again.
We say that, do. What we do at Worship Factory, and you can get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking, is we are a networking device like a Facebook or Twitter for those Christian creatives that are out there. And talking about Christian creatives, we had the greatest privilege. It was, Jeremy Camp was there that night. Chris Tomlin was there that night. The Katinas were there that night. Kirk Franklin was there that night. And if you missed it, you didn't get a chance to see it. You have to catch it on a podcast or something.
Yeah, but we do have clips, so maybe you can get a taste of that. But we did get to interview James from the Katinas, we're going to be letting you hear some of that in future shows.
Yes, I want to remind our listeners, because we're about creativity. God made us to be creative people. We want to encourage that in the body of Christ. We sometimes lose sight of that as Christians. We're about working well and treating people well and serving the Lord. And we just think in very...
We get in ruts.
Yeah, that's
routines.
It. Ruts. Yeah. And we forget that God made us to be very special and unique and creative. So
He wants to breathe life in us, life.
Yeah, and that's what this show is about. That's why you hear us talking about the artists and the places we're going, because we want to encourage you to reach outside your box. Look to the next horizon that God has for you. Find that place, and let's get you there.
Right.
That's what God wants.
Not to say that God does not use symbolism and routine. Like, God can meet us anywhere, but at the same time, that's a challenge that God puts in our life, is to trust Him to obey and take a step of faith and try new things and try new life that He's speaking into us. So,
just as Christians, it doesn't mean I accept Jesus now. Okay, now life needs to just kind of settle down. I need to just ease back and just get into a nice little routine. No, God is exciting and vibrant, and we have to keep that in mind. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job, but God may be stirring you to a new direction. Mm-hmm. And as a believer, listen to what the Holy Spirit's telling you to
do.
In everything.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, the host.
One of the hosts.
Here in KKLA. You know, it was such a great weekend last weekend. It was just so much. It was fabulous the whole weekend, because we got a chance to be on Frank's show last week, and then we got a chance to go to Harvest and experience that. It was just incredible. And just a real quick note, we were in the middle of traffic. If any of you Dodger people were driving out there to go to the Harvest Crusade, and you're in that beautiful, lovely traffic of L.A., and we were there, and we were supposed to interview Jeremy Camp, and you know, which I love Jeremy, by the way, and just I couldn't wait to be able to actually get a chance to sit down with him and actually pick his brain, as Monique would say. And then we're sitting there, and we're literally in a parking lot right down from Dodger Stadium. You could see the stadium, and you could see the parking stalls, but we weren't moving anywhere for 30 minutes. We were waiting there. So we missed Jeremy Camp. So, Jeremy, if you're listening, we'd like to be able to get you on the show at some point and be able to talk to you, as we had hoped to have had last time, because Harvest took our interview from you, Mr. Jeremy Camp, who I love, and I would love to be able to pick your brain about what's happening, and you have such a testimony, too, so we'd love to reach that out to you. But then the next day, we had Lara Landon, which was just incredible for our show. That was a special presentation for 9/11, which just what a great weekend. Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's not just talented and pretty, which you can't tell on the radio, but heart for the Lord. Oh, man. She was in here just sharing song after song. It was rich.
I love that she has a heart to please God. That's kind of all she wants to do, is whatever makes God happy. That's what she wants to do.
Hey, I want to tag on something that you brought up on Frank's show about worship and doing dishes and stuff, because I that's kind of a strange concept to me.
Random.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
Rod doesn't do dishes.
I don't do dishes, so
yeah, that's the strangest part.
Do I want to try that? Is that a new form of worship? What do we have here?
There's a little soap and water.
Actually, this conversation came from somebody who was listening to the show. And if you hear something on the show that touches your heart, let us know. Email us. Go on Connect, our social networking aspect of our. What's our say?
Worshipfactory.net.
There it is, folks.
For networking.
Let us know, first of all, if this has touched you. Second of all, if you have questions or if there's certain people you want to hear us interview, get involved and get connected through the website. But one of our listeners was sharing how this topic that you brought up, Rod, about, you know, letting your life be worship, not just sitting in church, raising your hands, and let that be praise and worship, but let your life be worship. It's interesting how. It says, you know, bring a sacrifice of praise. So what are you sacrificing to God? What is your sacrifice of praise? Is it humbling yourself by helping in the kids department at church? Is that your praise? Is it, you know, humbly washing dishes or taking someone else's trash can back up to their house? You know, whatever. Let your attitude be worship.
Yeah. I used to, whenever I go to through an intersection, there would be a green light, and I go, oh, thank you, Lord. Until I get to a red light, and Lord say, you're not going to thank me for that. Like,
it's not green.
Ow.
I've got to stop.
Ow.
I literally got to stop.
In everything, Rod, the red and the green.
You know, we want to talk a little bit too about what Worship Factory is all about, and what God's called us to do in this ministry, and it's really supporting, encouraging, and loving those creatives that are out there. And we do want to support you, whatever it is in your own mission. And in fact, we're getting really ready to do an event, which we're really excited about too. In Arizona, we're going to actually be traveling to Arizona with Chances for Children and Kathy Juniton, which will
be another listener of our show and connected with us. And so connect with us. Get
yeah.
on.
Kathy actually was driving down the street and heard us on Frank Pastore's show and called and said, wow, who is that Monique as far as singing?
Who was that voice?
You know, especially when Frank was out there blowing her horn. It was like, okay. So they had to call in and say, I want Monique to be able to come out here and support what we're doing for Haiti. They've got like 400 kids in orphanages out there. I can't wait to listen more about what she's got.
She's going
to
be on the show.
She is next week, actually. Yeah, she'll be on the show.
We'll hear more about that. That'll be great.
Which is incredible. And then today, we actually have a real good friend of the Real Life family over at Real Life Church, where we all go to church, which is a gentleman by the name of T.D. Oaks, which is a worship leader that is actually opening up there, literally having the first day tomorrow,
Sunday.
Of their church plant, of the Ventura Church of Real Life, which is called Mission Church in Ventura, California.
Yeah, they're going to have their first service on my anniversary. I think there's something special there.
That's really special.
Yeah.
Wow, your anniversary.
Yeah, they plan that just for you, Ron.
Yes, I do.
Anniversary of your what? That's what I want to know. Anniversary,
anniversary
of your birth.
Marriage.
Marriage. How many years you been married?
1, 2, 3. 35.
God bless you, Anne Schreckengast, if you're out there listening. God bless you for putting up with him for 35 years.
She's got sainthood. I got news for
you. It's been a year and a half that I've put up with him, and I tell you here at Real Life, I mean at Worship Factory, and I tell you, I can't believe it. It's like, Anne, I praise God for you to be in this life. Thank you very much. And y'all listen to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio. Go online. Get connected. Stay connected with where we're at. You can get in there. It's a device for you as a listener. We'll be right back with T.D. Oaks, the worship leader over at Mission Church in Ventura. We'll be right back.